WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
One Highland Park family was looking for empowering messages about transgender youth and came up empty. So they decided to change that and share positive stories themselves. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. They formed the Gender Cool Project, bringing trans and non-binary young people together to tell their own stories. By doing this, they give people who didn't have a connection to trans people a positive one to hold on to. Over a dozen teens are involved in this project, and we recently spoke with two of them. Chazzy, who founded the group, will be heading to start her first year at University of Arizona this fall. And Sky is a high schooler new to Gender Cool and heading into her junior year. I wanted to start by getting to know them more, so I asked Chazzy to tell us about being an anchor for her school's broadcast TV show. Here's Chazzy.
Yes, so at my high school, I was a part of my high school's broadcasting club, where I anchored in both English and Spanish, and I was one of the founding members. I did for like 3 years, and I loved it. We talked about a lot of stuff just going around in our school and also talking about LGBTQ stuff, and it fuels me. I hope to do this when I'm older, so
absolutely.
I love this.
Well, listen, you are also dressed the part, because that blazer is just, it's fire.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm like, yeah, Chazzy's is into TV for sure.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
And Sky, you are into theater.
Yes, I love performing in all types of theater.
What do you love about it?
I really love being able to tell different stories and just the feeling of going on stage and presenting art to someone. It's really special.
When you think about just your time acting, how do you think it's shaped you, theater?
It's made me more confident and more able to speak about things and all
express
of that.
Yourself.
Yes, exactly. And it's definitely been easier for me as a Gender Cool champion to speak and spread awareness through the confidence that I've gained through theater.
I'm glad you mentioned that term. Tell me what it means to you to be a Gender Cool champion.
It means telling stories, putting different perspectives out there about trans youth and our journeys. And that's really important to me. And that's mostly what it means.
Why do you do this advocacy work, Chazzy, as a Gender Cool champion yourself?
Yeah, so honestly, just like really spreading the word about who we are, like Sky and I are, and really being visible and being forefront for people who feel like they don't have a voice. And for me, I find it important to share that visibility and share that authenticity of just who we are.
Yeah. You spoke on USA Today when you were only 11 years old.
Yes.
And you've spoken at the White House?
I have, yes.
We've got to
yes.
hear more.
Okay, so I've been to the White House a couple of times, and the first time...
A couple of times.
...was for a Transgender Day of Visibility about 2.5 years ago, and I was able to speak with the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, and even Kamala Harris herself, and just really to speak about who trans people are and all that we are. And it was just such an amazing opportunity for me to just talk about who I am in front of a place where is like the highest place in the America, literally
stage.
On a national stage. And so it was honestly just such an incredible opportunity, and I hope to be back soon.
Sky, how did you get involved with Gender Cool? Take us back.
So I heard it through a few friends. And then I started researching about the project. I started looking on the site, the Instagram, and I saw the change that these champions were doing, speaking about their journeys, speaking about problems, giving a voice to people who don't like have a voice or a platform to speak. And it really, really inspired me to be a part of that change And I wanted to do what they're doing, and I wanted to create that change and create a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
I know you're both interested in volunteering as well as mentoring young people. So I'd love to hear from you both on what that's been like. Sky, you first.
Yeah, just like being a role model. That, like, I love teaching kids about things, or just like being there in general for kids to look up to, especially trans kids.
Yeah.
To have someone that they can like see in themselves and to represent who they are.
Are there things that they say to you, or are they surprised to see that someone who's like them is doing this?
I think it's really special for them. And I know like the kids that I have seen or the kids that I have met really like value that and really appreciate what we're doing.
What do you get out of mentoring young folks, Jazzy?
I think for me, really just being, like I said, like a role model. Mm-hmm. And like Sky said, being able to have kids come up to me and even like other people just being like, wow, thank you for spreading the message. I was actually on the train yesterday with my friend and someone came up to me and was like, I just saw you on the news with Sky. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so honestly, it was just like, for me, it just makes me so excited, makes me feel so special that at only 18 years old, I can be a role model for other trans and non-binary kids. Really just makes the difference. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it also shows you that the word is getting out.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
According to a GLAAD survey from 2020, the vast majority of people in the U.S., so over 80%, don't know a trans person. What is it like than sharing your story and engaging with people who haven't actually met a trans person before?
I think for me, honestly, the work we do is really to get to the people who say the 80% that they haven't met someone who identifies as transgender or non-binary, like Sky and I. And so we want to get to that mission and statement to show that we are just like teenage girls at the end of the day with so many passions and interests. And I think a lot of people just look amongst the fact that we're just trans, when mm-hmm. really that's the least interesting thing about us. And so I think for me, to get to the people who say they've never met someone who identifies as trans or non-binary and show, and for them to like take away from the fact after learning about us, is that, wait, they're not just trans. They're actually just human, and they have so many other things to define who they are. So
does it shock you at all, Sky, that in 2024 we're still encountering so many people who have not interacted with or met transgender people?
It does, and I feel like Gendercool as an organization is doing so much to really change that. At the same time, I definitely want to strive for more work and more spreading awareness about like who we are as trans people.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything Chazzy said. She said it so perfectly.
Yeah. Well, what stands out to me the most is where you said being trans, I mean, that's the least interesting thing about me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a sort of a tall order. This is a big task that you're taking on, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about almost groundbreaking, if you will. Do you feel like that puts a lot of pressure on you?
I think for me, less about pressure, more about just visibility. And so while there are days where, because the truth is, it's really hard to be a trans kid right now with everything going on in the world. And I think for me to really speak up about showing the fact that, like I just said, that we are more than just a label,
mm-hmm.
and really getting to the real fact that Sky and I are just like any other kid that you have ever met or come across, I think that is where there's upsetness or like a little bit of pressure, not pressure to feel like I need to do the work, but that there are so many like people who are in the world who are just like upset and angry about who we are and our gender identity, because our gender identity doesn't completely define us. So I would say that.
Has there been a moment where you, in these interactions, you could tell that you just broadened someone's perspective, or yeah, this person is now starting to think differently?
I think so. I had like an experience a couple of months ago where I met someone and they didn't really know about transgender, non-binary people. And so I helped just educate them through my school and stuff like that. And I definitely have seen people's opinions and beliefs change after getting to know me, because I'm just like anybody else. And so I think for me, just, yeah, speaking about it. And also, I think really coming from the fact that, like, I still have so much learning to do about the LGBTQ plus community. Like, I may be in it, but I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. People are still learning. Us humans are evolving every day. And so, yeah, I definitely have seen people's beliefs and values change after just getting to know who I am.
Let's talk more about your high school experience, Sky. You were originally at a private school. Now you're at public. How do you compare the two experiences?
Definitely my time at the private school, very closed-minded. Most people who I met there didn't know a trans person. I was one of the only trans people at my school. And it felt kind of uncomfortable.
Was it difficult to tell people who you are?
It was. And at that time, I was like slowly transitioning. So most people knew. But transitioning to a public school, I met so many more people who were just like me and who I could relate to, but also just like find that like we have so much in common other than we're trans. But moving to public school, it's given me like, it's been more comfortable than it was in private school. Yeah.
How have you felt supported by the teachers or school staff?
They're very understanding, and most of the teachers I met are very supportive and do everything they can to check in on me. I definitely think that with some teachers, there's room for improvements. But other than that, public school has been really good for me.
What's it been like as a college freshman, Chazzy?
Honestly, like all my teachers and professors have just been like so accepting and so nice, which is just something going like into college is just something that's so important to me. And like when I meet my teachers and stuff, I'm just like, hi, I'm Chazzy and I happen to be transgender, and they really support me and they get me. And I'm really grateful for that, especially to also live in such a great state like Illinois, to have from my high school and other schools been able to not only transition at a super young age, but for my teachers and staff to just accept me for who I am, it just really matters a lot. So
where do you think there's room for improvement, though?
I think for me, a lot of teachers, like, they support and they, like, understand it, but I don't think they outwardly just say it. I had a couple of teachers who just, like, were very accepting, but they didn't really say, like, my name is this, like, and my pronouns are, like, blank and stuff. Yeah. And I think that could be something that teachers could do and could make students feel, like, accepted and supported and stuff. And I had a couple teachers who had, like, pronouns in their signature or, like, in pride flags in their classroom. So, like, those small steps really are the ones that are most impactful. But really just acknowledging, like, this is who I am. And, like, for people in the LGBTQ plus community, like, students and stuff to see, oh my gosh, my teacher supports me and I'm affirmed. Like, that is what matters.
And you're at the University of Arizona this fall. I mean, I'm curious, as we talked about all these anti-trans laws across the country, how did that impact where you thought of going to school?
It's super interesting because I committed like middle of March and stuff. And that was quite before a lot of stuff was going on in Arizona. But I really chose it because they had a very clear mission to support people in the LGBTQ plus community, as well as a big Hispanic population, which is very important to me.
Yeah.
But I really am just looking forward to it. So, yeah.
Well, before we go, Sky, this weekend, you'll be marching with other gender cool champions in the Pride Parade. What are you excited for?
I'm excited to meet most of the champions in person. So far, it's mostly been online. So I'm really excited to meet everybody and get to know them and get to know who they are. But also just like celebrate every special aspect of ourselves as a community.
Yeah. That's Chazzy and Sky. They are with the Gender Cool Project, which brings trans and non-binary youth together to tell their own stories. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. Reset brings you the latest that you need to know in news and culture. You can check out a full archive of our conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.